The original collection came from the family, came from a lady called Lady Celia Noble, who was Brunel's granddaughter. And she lived in Bath, and in 1950 she was kind enough to give to the university 8 or 9 big boxes of material. We've added to this collection ever since. We've purchased some material. Some other materials come from the family. We've got material that has come from elsewhere. We've got quite a lot of material coming out of things like the Great Western Railway Drawing Office. We have copies of materials which are held elsewhere. It's a big variety of different sources which is still being added to now. In this book, which we know as the Whatcombe Garden book, he's working out what he's going to plant where. We've got lists of different plants. We've got little layouts showing what's going to be in what flower bed. We've got some lovely drawings where he's working out topiary and what he's going to have his bushes cut into.
Now, even though this is a personal project, he still kind of sets about it in the same way as he would any other kind of venture.
He has, and also in here, he measures various shrubs at different times to see how they've grown. So he's always an engineer. He's busy there, checking it out, seeing how it's growing. So it's a wonderful book, this. And what's really interesting about this Whatcombe book, we got it with other material relating to Brunel's family. So in here, we also have letters of his youngest son, Henry Mark Brunel, who went on to become an engineer, letters home from school. So there's lots of letters, "Dear Mother, I had PE today," or "We've got an extra holiday on Monday, remember to send the carriage for me," that sort of thing. So the archive is wonderful in that it's a mixture of personal and business related materials.
From all that material then, from the work diaries, from the personal diaries, what sort of personality are we talking about here? What can we kind of gain from all these writings and these sketches and these scribblings?
He's a driven man. He knows what he wants, and he's very good at managing to do lots of different things and keep them all on board and get the results, I think, that he wants. And he's someone really to admire, in the fact that he can manage to do all this.
The original collection came from the family then.
Yes.
So obviously they've kept hold of the diaries and the sketches and everything like that. Do you think that maybe it was meant to be passed down and meant to last this long, or was it just a functional thing for him at the time? Or do you think he knew what he was doing at the time and maybe he wanted to pass it on for people to read?
Interesting question. I really don't know. I mean, the fact that they're all stored in lovely wooden boxes tends to imply that they were seen as a treasure. And since they've been housed at the university, we've done quite a lot of work on restoring them. But as for whether he thought about after his death, I'm not sure.
There is one hint that Brunel had an inkling that his papers might survive and other people might read them. Even in his most personal diary, there is a passage. He says, "At last I have begun this my private journal. Even now, at the second line, I can hardly persuade myself that it is really private, but am puzzling myself for proper words, thus destroying the very object I have in view, viz. To record my feelings, habits, faults, wishes, hopes, and everything belonging to the present moment." I think this is just a suspicion, isn't it? It's a hint of a suspicion.
Well, thank you very much for showing me some of these things. It's really fascinating stuff. For you, how important do you think it is that this collection is here and then it keeps going and it's preserved like this?
Really important. I think Brunel has been adopted by the people of Bristol as one of them. And it's really nice to think the collection is available to the people of Bristol, the people of the world, and that we can help people to carry out their studies on 19th century engineering. But it goes on to now, because I had a query this morning from someone working on the restoration of a railway station on the Great Western Railway. They're still referring to these drawings we've got now to carry on the work. So it's not a collection that looks back, it's a collection that looks forward as well.